Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we begin our 40-day journey of confession, contrition, and repentance. Ashes are imposed on our foreheads and impress upon us our sin. It's the first external reminder that Lent has come and we must die. Ashes for baptized Christians are a sign of confession, repentance, suffering, and grief. When God first confronted Adam in the Garden of Eden after the fall into sin, God immediately reminded Adam that just as he came from the dust of the ground, so his body would become dust again in death. Although Adam and Eve once created perfect and eternal, they would now die because they did not follow God's command. As their children, we also speak these same words when we impose ashes. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Death comes to all people because all have been born with it from our first father and mother, Adam and Eve. King David truly confesses in Psalm 51, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The season of Lent is a very healthy annual spiritual practice for each of us because it implores us to take off the old clothing of sin in order that we might be clothed anew by Jesus Christ. A quick review of the Holy Scripture gives evidence of the testimony of ashes throughout. Job covered himself with ashes because of his grief and shame. Jeremiah reminds us of ashes in Lamentations. Ezekiel preached cities such as Tyre would repent in dust and roll in ashes. Isaiah warned God's people about idolatry and worshiping wooden idols. One who worships them feeds on ashes. In Esther, Mordecai mourns for the people of God, tearing his clothes and putting on dust and ashes after he hears the murderous edict of the king and his servant Haman. After Jonah preached to the city of Nineveh, the king and all the people mourned in dust and ashes. Even Jesus does not hide from ashes, but exhorts them, Galilean cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, to repent in sackcloth and ashes that we just heard in the gospel. The ashes you wear on your forehead tonight remind you of your sin. Just as Nineveh sinned and repented in dust and ashes, many others repented after God's prophets preached to them. Today we begin a Lenten sermon series. Each week I will highlight an ancient, visible, and biblical object that impresses upon us who we are and what God has done to save us. A number of these objects are common in daily life today. But by utilizing them in this way, I hope you will better appreciate your history as the people of God and our daily need for Jesus Christ. We begin today as we sit and clothe ourselves in dust and ashes, as Job did. Now, many of you are familiar with the story. Job was blessed with a very large family. He had a wife, 7 sons, and 3 daughters. He owned much land, had numerous servants, and thousands of animals. He was one of the wealthiest men in the East, a modern-day Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos. However, God allowed almost all his earthly possessions to be taken away in one fell swoop. He permitted Job's body to be so deeply affected with boils and sores from the bottom of his feet to the crown of his head that he literally scraped his scabs and skin with a piece of pottery to obtain relief. All was so badly lost that even Job's wife desperately says to him, curse God and die. All of God's children suffer in life, and if you haven't, you will. In fact, Paul says to the Philippian congregation and Timothy that all Christians suffer. Now, some sufferings and trials well, are worse than or less than others. Some are self-made due to our selfish and prideful ways that hurt and injure others who now do little to help us. Other suffering is simply brought upon us by others because we live in a fallen world. And when sin touches us, so does death. Our grandparents die. Our parents die. Our children die. And other loved ones we know die. So we sit in ashes with Job and remember what Martin Luther said before God, we are beggars. This is true. But repentance levels the playing field of life. All people are equal before God when we kneel before the cross. It makes us recognize that any and every blessing that we enjoy and possess is a gift from our Heavenly Father. However, being baptized into Christ's death is more than only wearing ashes. Jesus Christ promises to also raise you from the ashes of your death and grave and assure you of eternal life. Jesus promised Martha at Lazarus's death, where we read, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. Paul adds, we are buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in newness of life. Through your baptism, through faith in Christ, you are no longer clothed in death, but with life in Christ. After Job endured his ashes and his cross, God raised him out of suffering. Jesus Christ washes and raises you right now with a renewed purpose. He wipes away all your ashes and promises to bless you. Good Friday is coming, reminding you that Jesus Christ has taken all your ashes and all the clothing of all this sin and has nailed it to the cross with him. It is all buried with him and is no more. In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Easter promises you that God always raises the dead. Today, not Easter, today, you can have hope and joy because he raised his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. We sit in dust and ashes today to grieve, to suffer, to repent again. But we grieve as Job grieved. Job had hope and promise in a Redeemer. In the end, dear friend, you will not be clothed in ashes, but in stunning white robes, washed completely by the blood of the resurrected Lamb, Jesus Christ. Your joy is not found in you. Your joy is not found in the circumstances you find yourself in, but only in the Lord Jesus Christ, who offers you his precious body and blood for you in the supper. In faith, Jesus Christ clothes you. In faith, in Jesus Christ, you are redeemed. In faith, you are secure now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in